For intelligent and thought-provoking conversation, tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This was my agenda item, and I just want to make sure we're operating as efficiently as we can. I know Wes has mentioned several times the road department needs more people. We hear infrastructure, drainage. We need to invest more in those things. There's no more money to get, so the question is, how do we reallocate some of the funds that we already have to be more efficient?
Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, now the chair of the Board of County Commissioners for Escambia County, talking during the meeting, the most recent meeting, about this idea of bringing in a kind of a budget analyst, somebody to look over the whole of Escambia County government and to see, you know, what can be done better, what is not need to be done quite the same or at all. And as she said, if there's a finite amount of money, we can't really increase revenue, then if some things need more attention and their priorities, let's shift money to those and let's find other things to, you know, maybe cut down on a little bit.
Do you think it's important for a third party? Because I don't want to sit up here and make recommendations. I've only been here for a year, and I know two of you have been here for significantly longer. Well, you bring a lot of wisdom to the board, and we appreciate that, but I feel like an outside view would be less biased, and it's what people do for a living, and I think that could possibly help us out.
Yeah, one of the key disagreements among the board members was not so much, I mean, there was some disagreement between, you know, particularly Lumen May and Stephen Berry, who have been the primary responsible parties for where Escambia County is. I mean, they've both been in office for now, what, 13 years both? So, you know, they own it. Okay. And so naturally, they're kind of defensive about the status of it and the nature of it. And they don't think any big changes are justified or appropriate because they are where they are because they made it that way. You know, Mike Kohler and Steve Stroberger and Ashley Hoffberger are a little bit more reform oriented, being the newer members of the board. Mike's in his third year. Steve and Ashley are only in their really their first year. And so they're more like, hey, you know, let's make it the best that it can be. I'm not sure that it really is. The other point of disagreement between them is, okay, if reform is appropriate, should it be something that we handle ourselves with either our budget office or by our own eyes and pencils, or should it be something we bring somebody from the outside in? The argument for the outsider is, as Ashley said, they won't have already become attached and invested in our biases and our various, I don't know, schemes or our various ways of doing things. And they just see inefficiency, right? Like a brand new employee that comes into any environment sees, oh man, that's crazy. Why do y'all do it that way? And then once you've been there a couple of weeks, you're like, man, that's just the way we've always done it. You know, your eyes adjust. It's wild. I actually, you know, sort of, it's not on the subject, but it makes that point. I was watching an interview with Ali Larter, of all people, the other day on, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, maybe, anyway. And they were talking about, you know, she's from New Jersey. And New Jersey and Oregon were the last two states in the union that required somebody to go pump your gas for you. It was a form of job protection. In Oregon, the socialist, you know, great People's Republic of Oregon that I lived in for a while, it was the most annoying thing in the world because, you know, everywhere I've ever lived, you go pump your gas. You don't wait. You just drive in and you pump. I mean, if you have to wait a car under ordinary circumstances, it's annoying, right? Or it means the gas station is amazing, you know, like super popular. I mean, like at BJ's, you typically wait like, you know, one car. But if you have to, if you go to a regular gas station under normal circumstances and you can't just pull into a pump, it pisses you off because why should I have to wait? It'd be like going in and, you know, being three deep at the Cinnamon Toast Crunch line. You know, like, why do I have to wait to get a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch? We should all just be able to get it. Well, in Oregon, not so. Every time you go to the gas station, you wait two or three or four cars. Why? Because they have one gas station attendant running around servicing all these cars in an insane system to protect the job of the gas station attendants. Well, they finally got rid of theirs. New Jersey still has it. But here's what's hilarious to me. if you grow up in a repressive, abusive, you know, codependent situation, you tell yourself it's a luxury.
You, because New Jersey is the only state, I think, that it's illegal to pump your own gas. They have somebody pump gas for you. Was that a shocking thing for you when you left?
It definitely was. It was totally shocking. It was so lovely. Who wants to get out and pump gas? I don't.
It's, yeah,
it was great. Another reason why Jersey rules.
Oh, my God. I loved it. Yeah, it never occurred to me that other places in the world, you don't have to wait 15 minutes to get your gas pumped, which most of us consider an important loss. But if that's what you know, you tell yourself it's an advantage, even though it's not. It's amazing. But the same thing here. You get accustomed to the way things are done, and then changes to that. It's like in the beginning, they look crazy to you, the weird things that any organization does. And, you know, I mean, whether I'm talking at like here at News Radio or on your job or at, you know, the county, there are crazy things they do. And but when you're a new employee, you're like, what? And then after a couple of weeks, you're like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, well, she's saying get some fresh eyes in here and look at it because they're going to see it differently. And particularly, even though you guys might know real well how it works now, you're very invested in the system. Those of us who are not invested in that system, well, we don't have enough outside knowledge. Now, that's, by the way, an argument against getting an outside consultant, because an outside consultant, yeah, they avoid the biases and the relationships, but they have to get up to speed very quickly. And so how would, for example, an outside analyst know that Escambia County needs to put more money into roads or not? Like, how would you discover that? Well, it would take you days and days of driving around, I would think, because it's taken, you know, me years of living here to figure out whether I think we do a good or a poor job of maintaining roads. And actually, I think generally we do a very good job. But how would you know that, you know, unless you drove around a lot? Anyway, so these are the disagreements that are going to come up. Mike Kohler.
What we got to do after we find out what the state legislature is going to do and put on the ballot, we should put the directors down here because we have a whole department for budgeting. Stefan is a very competent man. Put up here on the altar and let's go and go to the butcher shop. But I'm not sure I'm willing to pay for a study right now. I don't know with what the state legislature is doing, Madam Chair, that I think that we should be there right today. But thank you for bringing this up.
And that's the other issue, is if the state is going to come in and throw everything to the wind when they pass whatever ballot initiatives they pass and then we vote on them next November, what is that going to mean for local? You know, I mean, the budget's going to, you know, who knows, put it in the shredder and start over because we don't really know what to expect. And he's saying, let's not commit ourselves to a much lower level of spending, a completely different budget, because we don't even know what we're going to get exactly. On the other hand, the argument for doing this is, hey, this will show us where we can cut. And if cuts are coming because of the property tax issue, maybe this helps us have a blueprint for how to handle whatever craziness comes out of the legislature if they fail to give us alternate funding next year. That's her argument in response. Steve Stroberger.
And I don't want to wait for the legislator. I want to act before they do. But I don't want to necessarily hire anyone to tell us, you know, where we can cut back. I think that I remember when I was working with Commissioner Kohler, we had talked about auditing departments, the commissioners doing that. And I don't think that's a bad idea. I don't know how efficient we're running. I'm told that we are.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. And by the way, that's if I were a county commissioner, I would do that job a lot like kind of how I try to do this job, which is I'd go see a lot of things. You know, Robert Bender, one of the things that he used to do is he used to do a lot of ride-alongs. He used to do a lot of go out and be with the people and see how it runs. That gives you a level of familiarity with the operations that you don't make dumb decisions at a distance because you happen to be up on the dais. I think Ashley has largely tried to do that same basic thing. But, yeah, you got to go out and kind of be with the guys who are doing code enforcement. You got to go be with the guys who are, you know, clearing the ponds. You got to go be with the guys who are working on the roads and just kind of talk to them. Be with the guys at the jail, you know, and see how it works. Because otherwise, you're isolated from the day-to-day operations and you do dumb things. So I very much agree with that assessment. Whether, you know, on the other hand, he says there's a big chunk of money that needs to be done away with. And I have been saying this for years. I'm glad he said it.
I don't like having to decide who gets my discretionary funds. I haven't even been spending it. I would be in favor of getting rid of the discretionary fund because I don't need it. I don't need it to buy votes. I don't need it to impress anybody. you know? And I don't need anyone coming to my office saying that, you know, trying to get me to give it to them either, because I don't like having to do that. Having to say no to someone, yes to others. It doesn't seem right for me to be able to make that decision for you with your money.
Amen.
So.
Look, the discretionary fund issue is a huge problem at the county commission. It's a very common thing the governments do, but it is particularly problematic for Escambia County. And for him to say, I just don't even want to have it. Let's just not have it. I think he's completely right. A couple of reasons why. Number one, where the discretionary funds usually go to is, you know, good deeds in the community, charitable organizations and that kind of stuff. They come and ask them for $5,000, $10,000, $500, all that kind of stuff. And they get to be the big man on campus and give it away to them. Well, that's money that should just be coming from people because they care about the end result. It's a private charity. That's not what government's in the business of. But also, he says, you know, the idea of it coming to me individually is crazy. You know, it has been used in the past as a way of currying favor. As he said, buying votes is a little bit strong, but, you know, buying influence. If people are dependent on you for their discretionary funds or for the outside agency funding that they get, they're less likely to criticize you. It's a way of buying off your critics or your opponents. But these decisions would be much better made by the board than by an individual. But even so, they probably shouldn't be made at all. This is something that goes back at least as far as Doug Underhill has been saying this for years. As a conservative, Steve Strober is like, I don't like this whole process. I don't think this is what we should be doing. If you want to give your money, give it. But if, you know, we shouldn't be giving your money on your behalf. We shouldn't be doing charity for you. So, and that is a giant clenching of the butt cheeks moment for Stephen Barry and Lumen May, because they love the discretionary money. Use it all the time. So, you know, and this has come up many times, and this is something that they do not want to have challenged. But you may have three people on the board who want to get rid of that process now, which is interesting. So, you know, a lot of proposals came up. Ashley Hoffberger says when she talks to staff, they give her things like, well, a 10% across the board cut or a 3 or something like that, or furloughs. And she's like, well, the problem is that there might be some divisions in the county that need more funding. Either they need more people or they need more pay or both. There might be other ones that need to be shrunk.
And I've talked to staff, and the recommendations has been 10% cuts across the board or furloughs. There are departments that need more people. There are departments that need more pay. So the question is, are we running as efficiently as possible, and are we interested in knowing that instead of just assuming? And are we willing to have somebody to come in and really open things up and take a look at that?
Right, because somebody will come in and see that stuff. Newland May, Commissioner District 3, my commissioner, by the way.
I know everyone has their own priorities, but we really have to have that conversation, because, I mean, no one can tell me that a person getting to dialysis is more important than someone getting a ride in a fire truck. I mean, it's, if I miss my dialysis, I die. If I don't eat, I die. So when you say, well, we're not going to help with nonprofits who are feeding people, what's the basic need? It's shelter. It's food. It's water. Those are basic essential needs, and we are tasked with the basic essential things that provide citizens a quality of life. And so we have to have a whole conversation about the quality of life that we want our citizens to have. And I think what you're bringing up is important, but all of those are important. You know, if I'm hungry, I don't care if the house burns down.
Of course, as the lone Democrat on the board, although he and Stephen Barry vote very, very similarly, so a lot of people notice that on the political spectrum, Stephen Barry leans quite a bit away from the traditional conservative, just because otherwise either Lumen's a secret conservative or Barry's kind of a secret liberal. But, you know, if they vote together all the time, it's hard to figure out which way it is. But his point is that our job is to provide these basic needs for people. Well, or that's not the job of government, right? But if you view that as the job of government, then all of a sudden you're going to spend money in a dramatically different way than somebody who says, no, really, we're not supposed to be in that business particularly.
The greatest investment is in human capital. It's not roads and bridges and sidewalks and drainage. Our number one priority should be investing in the citizens, and we have to figure that out. How do we figure out it? We have a crumbling educational system. We have a crumbling social service. We have a crumbling housing. We have a large homeless population. Then we're not a healthy community. And so we can't piggyback and choose because someone's represented by a union or they're represented by big backers. I mean, the least of them are the people that we should be representing. And so when we start to roll back millage and cut budgets, you know, my advocacy is always going to be for the least of them. And so I love what you're doing. That's great. But it is a more detailed conversation. And these are multiple committee of the whole conversations before we bring in the expert consultants.
There's a lot of times where Lumen says like 8 different things, you know, and they're not all in line with each other philosophically. Well, government for the least of these, no, government for the all of these. You know, and if government is for the least of these, then, you know, of course, government is there to take money from the wealthy and redistribute it to the poor, which that's his view, kind of, right, as the Liberal Democrat on the board. But that's not my view of government. And he's right that these take a lot of conversations to figure this out. But, you know, you and Stephen have had 13 years to get us into this, you know, situation. Whether you think it's a mess or not, I'll leave to somebody else to decide at the moment. But, you know, it can't get fixed easily. But just pretending that it's complicated and difficult and can't be solved is another way of saying, well, here we are. It must be fine because here we are. And I think both Mike and Steve and Ashley are all saying it's not fine where we are. And it's definitely not going to be fine where we are if any of these property tax initiatives pass. Stephen Barry, give him the last word for the moment. I'll come back to this later on in the show. But Stephen Barry.
Well, if we, you know, if we roll back the rates, you know, people are just going to have to understand that. Which services are those that you want to cut? Because that's what will fill up the chambers when those services are cut.
And this is a theme for him. He does not like the people to come in and make him look bad. He does not like people coming in and complaining about something and making it awkward and having to look him in the eye and tell him no. He really dislikes that. It comes up repeatedly with him. And in one sense, he's right. That once you get people accustomed to getting something, it's very hard to take it away from them. But on the other hand, that's exactly the kind of stuff that you ought to be looking at. And he's right. It is easy to say, well, cut. Give me specifics. Which program and which 20 protesters inside the chambers are you willing to face? He's right about that. Okay, so there's correct and error both in what he's saying. But the point is, we've gotten ourselves into the position where people feel like they're entitled to the services that we're giving them that may not be something we can fundamentally afford or is our core mission, and we've allowed them to expect it from us, and we've cultivated the dependency that's going to make them upset if we threaten to take it away or cut it back at all. So again, 13 years on the board, you're responsible for the people thinking that this is going to keep on continuing because you've allowed it to get to the place where it is right now and other things have not been done enough. So it's a complicated conversation, no doubt. They're going to talk about this quite a bit in the coming year. I didn't catch enough support to do the outside hire just yet, but she got what she wanted, which is to, you know, have a conversation about this, and, you know, we'll see. They didn't settle on anything. It was just a discussion item. She's the chairman, so we'll see if she brings anything back. 526 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a home improvement project of any kind, you need to get hammers or nails or safety equipment or anything like that, Pensacola Hardware, of course, has that stuff for you. But also, if you are a builder, like if you're at the other end of the spectrum and you build things for a living, they have your stuff, man, in stock, in the warehouse is here in Pensacola. Now, if they don't have it, you know, you don't need it. Seriously. On the other hand, there might be something that's like a specified product the architect or the engineer comes up with and says, hey, go do this. It's a unique product for this home or this building. Okay, well, obviously, you know, they can order that. They can special order those things. They do it all the time for folks. No problem. They'll help make sure that you're doing it right. They can help you solve problems. They've got institutional knowledge because they have been around for 174 years. It's crazy. But they just love helping people build things. Since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel this area.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor, in my ride. Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
Good morning, 529 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. President Trump and New York Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani are set to meet today after months of bickering between them. Trump said that he'll host Mamdani when he welcomes him to the Oval Office today. Both sides spreading the message that the meeting shows that they are willing to meet with anyone to benefit the citizens. A federal judge says the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard to Washington, D.C. was unlawful. Yesterday's ruling would temporarily block the administration from deploying troops to crack down on crime without the D.C. mayor's approval. But the judge did pause that ruling until December to give the administration a chance to appeal.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, if you ever want to weigh in on anything that I'm doing. The CDC is now saying, you know, the assertion that vaccines don't cause autism doesn't have any basis. I don't know, other than all the studies say that.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump revives a push for peace to stop Russia's war in Ukraine, but the deal requires major concessions from Ukraine, ramping up the pressure on President Vladimir Zelensky. The German chancellor says he will hold a call with President Trump and President Zelensky. House lawmakers will vote today to denounce socialism, the resolution from the Florida Republican, Maria Salazar. This will happen before the meeting of the White House between President Trump and New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani.
The White House calling Democratic Socialist Mamdani a communist, and Mamdani once promised that his administration would be the president's worst nightmare. Yet the two leaders are having a conversation, with the president saying over the weekend they want everything to work out well for New York.
That is Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 60 degrees right now. Cloudy skies, a little bit foggy along portions of your drive today. Mobile elementary school teachers facing felony charges. This is after a video showing child abuse was posted to Facebook. 44-year-old Randy Nicole Staples taught second grade at the Cottage Hill Christian Academy. The video was filmed inside of her home by a family member. It allegedly shows her striking her 12-year-old son more than 20 times over 14 seconds with what appears to be a belt. The footage also showed her grabbing the child by the hair and using profanity. The school says that they became aware of the incident November 19th and immediately placed Staples on leave, then terminated her employment. Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch called the conduct repulsive and said it crossed the line. Staples has pleaded not guilty. She is due in court for a preliminary hearing. Multiple agencies are investigating the case, including the Department of Human Resources and the District Attorney's Office. Gulf Shores police have now arrested 29-year-old postal delivery worker accused of stealing mail from more than 70 homes in Baldwin County. Investigators say they've recovered over 1,000 pieces of mail, including checks and legal documents from his car and his home. The theft is one of the largest mail theft cases Gulf Shores police say they've ever seen. Bryant Nugent is facing two felony charges under Alabama's new mail theft law that took effect in October. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service and Foley Police assisted in the investigation. Residents are being urged to monitor their mailboxes. And the USPS does offer a daily mail preview service, which they say could help prevent future theft. Well, good news for travelers heading to Orlando from Pensacola. Frontier Airlines launching new nonstop flights between Pensacola and Orlando in February. The flights will run twice a week, and they are running introductory fares for around $29 for once those first start. Congresswoman Sheila Sheriffless McCormick will be fighting what she believes to be an unjust, baseless, sham indictment. The South Florida Democrat spoke yesterday in Washington, D.C. after being indicted on Wednesday. The Justice Department says she used FEMA money for her 2021 campaign. Sheriffless McCormick says she's innocent. She also said her indictment is an intimidation tactic, which she believes is meant to distract from the Epstein files. It's 5:34 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Today we are going to be seeing that fog burn up as we head into the afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Saturday, 20% chance of a stray shower in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, high near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high near 75. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 60 degrees. It is cloudy, a little bit foggy yet this morning. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Verizon said it is laying off more than 13,000 employees in a mass job reduction that arrived as the telecommunications giant said it must reorient its entire company. The securities filing says that Verizon had nearly 100,000 full-time employees as of the end of last year. SoftBank and other major Asian chip names have slumped as regional markets followed NVIDIA's U.S. sell-off. Key suppliers to the American AI giant, from SK Hynix to TSMC, logged steep losses despite NVIDIA's upbeat outlook. Smaller component and equipment makers across Japan and Taiwan also weakened, signaling broad pressure on the sector. OpenAI has struck a new partnership with Foxconn, the world's largest contract electronics manufacturer. Foxconn and OpenAI will co-design and build critical artificial intelligence data center components in the U.S. Futures are currently mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 386, the NASDAQ down 486. That's Your Money Now.
Journey through a classic story of small wonders and big dreams.
Not a second can we spare, cause it all comes down to Christmas.
As one of America's favorite Yuletide movies comes to life. Ralphie, his family, and best pals. Live on stage. We triple dog dare you to miss the smash hit A Christmas Story, the musical.
Coming to the Sanger Theater in Pensacola December 2nd and 3rd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 5:38 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, as is typical on a Thursday, we had a chance to talk to our good friend and the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's talk about what just is happening right now, because I want to make sure that we get the best safety information out for people. Dense fog advisory on until 9 a.m. fog is bad this morning. We've been telling people all morning, be sure to turn your headlights on so that people from behind can see your taillights. Be sure not to have your brights on. I assume this is also dangerous for your officers, too, because if they have people pulled over or if they're on the side of the road, people may not see them until they're very close, right?
Yeah, we encourage people, if they're on the side of the road, to use your flashers as well, which is, puts out a better visual signal than just your running lights on the backside of the car. So, please be careful. Reach over and turn that dial to on, because a lot of times the daylight running lights will be on, but there's nothing from the back of the car, and there's a lot of that going on this morning.
And I had somebody text me that the automatic setting on their car was that the headlights turn on automatically at night, but not during the day. That's also another situation where, they've like forgotten to think about their headlights basically. And so you have to, really do something manually to make it work, more effectively, particularly because of the taillights. You want to be able to see the taillights in front of you. Also, just a fact note, I don't think it's particularly relevant in this circumstance, but it is legal now in the state of Florida to drive with your flashers on. That was changed several years ago. It's not only for when you're on the side of the road, right, Mike?
Yes, it is legal to do that. It can get confusing. People might think that you're stranded. But again, when the flashers are on, especially on a day like today, you're going to be able to see that a lot quicker than you are the running lights if your headlights are on from the rear. So, yes, that is legal to do now.
Absolutely. Following up on the story that you told us about previously, this horrendous homicide inside of a building on Davis Highway, but you now have somebody in custody. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. Investigators worked around the clock on this and took somebody into custody very quickly. He was arrested on Pace Boulevard by one of our canine officers. And, the further they dug into this, they figured out that he'd been in there before. He'd been convicted of a burglary in there before, entered the building the same way that he did this time. But he got away with some merchandise last time. This time he committed the burglary. He finished it. He was able to leave, and we know this. He was able to leave without hurting anyone, but he chose not to. He chose to stay there and kill Mr. Chambers. Now, Mr. Chambers never saw this attack coming. There was no reason to do this. He could have left and gotten away with this burglary, but he chose to do otherwise.
And I thought I saw that it wasn't just burglary from previously, that there was something even worse in his past. But am I wrong, mistaken about that?
He's been arrested before. I believe it was a county case where he did use a machete.
That's the one I thought I had
on
seen.
Someone.
Okay.
So I don't have the particulars of that case, but he's no stranger to violence.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he's in custody now. We also had a pedestrian fatality at College and Airport, right? I think maybe last Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Airport Parkway, and, we've got way too many of these. One is too many, but we've had just so many fatalities in the city recently, and this, again, is another one, and this is simply where the pedestrian crossed against the light, was using the crosswalk, but crossed against the light. It was red for the pedestrian and was struck and killed.
Man, okay. So, I don't know, just a reminder to pay attention, reminder to follow the law. The thing that I taught my boys over and over and over again when I was teaching them how to drive was regardless of what the law says, pay attention and avoid hurting people, because, it's better to avoid a problem, than it is to be right and have a problem have happened, right? You just always be watching. And, in Florida, it's a little bit, it can be hard to remember the rules, but you have the right to walk across the street. You can jaywalk in Florida legally. That doesn't mean it's a good idea. And you can be protected in a crosswalk. That doesn't mean it's a good idea. Just all these rules and, always be safe and be aware, right?
Yeah, sometimes people get it confused. Like downtown, there's not a light at every crosswalk, so people will just, the pedestrian does have the right-of-way, but that doesn't mean that you can just walk across that crosswalk and hope that the car that's approaching is going to stop. You need to make eye contact with the driver of that vehicle and make sure that they're going to stop. And then when it does have a light, you need to use that light. You do not have priority at that crosswalk when the light is red for the pedestrian. You've got to wait till it turns green.
Absolutely. We also had, we had a lot more data on the red light cameras, which we talked about extensively with the mayor yesterday. But you've had the first grouping of people actually protesting their automated red light tickets, right?
Yeah, that was this week. We had five people that indicated they wanted a hearing, but only one of them showed up. So, and that person was protesting the placement of the signage that there was cameras at that intersection, not necessarily whether he committed the violation or not, but it was the signage. And the officers presented information from DOT that the signage was legal. It was exactly what it was supposed to be, and the individual ended up having to pay that fine.
So he thought rather than trying to protest the fact that he ran the red light, he would protest the compliance of the camera warning signs, and since those were installed properly, tough luck, son.
Yeah, I wasn't in the room, but I think that was the gist of it.
Okay, all right. Well, out of 23,000, what was the 28,000? I forget the number now. I think maybe 28,000 tickets so far. We've had five people indicate they want to protest. One person tried and failed, and the other four did not show up. Is it a big time drain for you guys? Has it been an issue? Because obviously you guys put your eyes on every single one of these. Is this stressing personnel at all?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, they brought on three more this week to help look at those videos, including myself. It takes a lot of time to do that. But what takes up more time is answering the phone calls. There are a lot of phone calls coming into our traffic division that are keeping officers in the office answering those phone calls. People want to know, you know, how to protest it and how to pay it and where to pay it and things like that. There's a lot of questions to be asked. So we're working on that a couple of different ways to hopefully automate that and make things go smoother.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. But if a lot more people are calling PPD, then somebody's got to answer those phones. That makes perfect sense. You know, Mike, on the fog, another question had come in, and I don't know the answer to this, but I'm curious. Somebody had made the comment that, you know, Andrew, you think it's bad driving in a car. Imagine what it's like driving in an ambulance with all of the lights on and flashing and all that stuff bouncing back at you off of the fog. Is that an issue for when you guys are running with lights on and you're trying to chase at speed and you've got something like fog that you're dealing with? Does having the lights on make it harder to drive through like the fog?
Well, first of all, we're never going to chase in a condition like that. So the answer to that is no. But your question,
but you still might alert, right? You still might respond with lights on to go to a call, right?
Yes, we will. Yes, obviously we'll do that. We're just going to have to cut the speedway down. But there is reflection coming back on the officer with the fog. So that's something that we don't have to deal with a lot. But like you said, today's one of those days.
Yeah, and I'm guessing going through intersections much more cautiously, precisely because of, you know, this problem, right?
Yes, we're gonna respond. We're just going to have to go a bit slower because we're not doing anybody any good if we never make it there.
Right. Old Baptist in the news for a lot of different reasons, but also apparently now in the news because people are breaking in. Is that right? Just like that, like they break in at Wahoo's, even though that's an in-use facility. Old Baptist is an abandoned facility, but people are breaking in there?
Yeah, and I was going to compare it to the Wahoo's. The Baptist and Wahoo's are two places you don't really want to break into because getting caught is very high. The chances are very high. It happened again this week. There were a few juveniles that were in there that we were made aware of, and officers came over that area. They established a perimeter and took them into custody.
Again, this is not the first time?
No, it's not the first time.
Huh. What are they doing? Are they just misbehaving kids? Are they trying to vandalize, graffiti, hang out, get high? What are they trying to do? Do you know?
Well, I guess sometimes you could call it an attractive nuisance. There's a lot of abandoned buildings there, and when you're young like that, you know, why not? Let's go check it out. There's nobody in there. What could go wrong? Kind of situation. We don't know that they're going in there to just specifically steal or anything. But again, the younger you are when you see things like that, then it can become attractive to them, and they want to go inside and check it out. And sometimes they're in there to steal wire and things like that. I don't know exactly what the situation was with this particular burglary. All I do know is that you can't go in there. I mean, even though it's abandoned and nobody there, you still can't go in there and burglarize it.
I'm just grateful that you and I, when we were kids, never did anything dumb or stupid or wrong, or at least we didn't get caught. that's what I'm grateful for. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Yes. So this one came from actually two sources, Beverly Hills Cop and Better Call Saul. And this is where narcotics traffickers will put cocaine in boxes and crates and surround it with coffee grounds, and that's going to throw the dogs off. That's totally not true. So if you to break it down about how a dog's nose works versus a human's nose, let's take a bowl of soup. If you took a bowl of soup and you smelled it, you smell soup. But the dog is much different than that. The dog will smell the carrots, the chicken, the broth, and the celery individually. So when you try to put the cocaine or whatever else inside coffee grounds, the dog is still going to be able to detect that narcotic.
What was the – I'm trying to remember what the number was, but it was something like 30,000 times more sensitive than your nose, you know, to the point where they can track somebody who ran across concrete because of the, you know, the little bit of residue that might be left or the aroma that might be left even in the concrete, not on dirt, not on grass, but across concrete. And even they can tell the difference between they were running or they were walking, like that level of sophistication. So a little bit of coffee isn't going to throw them off the scent, right?
No, not at all.
And they don't even drink coffee. Or do they? Are they the only cops that don't drink coffee?
I'll have to let a canine handle answer that question for you. That's you know, I'm gonna stay in my lane on that one.
Now I'm thinking if they like lattes, if they do cream and sugar, if they drink it black. My brain goes in all the wrong directions. Mike Wood, he's the PIO for the. What's that?
They're wired pretty tight anyway. They don't really need any caffeine. So, and if you've ever experienced or seen a canine demonstration, that's something that they just don't need. It's built in.
They don't need the rock star. They are the rock star. They don't need the energy drink, that's for sure. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time, keeping us informed, keeping us safe. I appreciate the work, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, those canines are pretty frisky. They're pretty well spun up all the time. Very high energy, high strung, which is good. That's what you want them to be. 549 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, we are under a dense fog advisory again this morning, so appropriate comments from Mike from yesterday until 9 a.m. this morning. By the way, PJ, you know, I have a great capacity to learn a thing and then forget a thing and then to learn it again and feel like, how did I not always know that when probably I always did? But I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, the fog is just a ground cloud, right?
I guess so.
That's all, you know, but maybe nobody's ever thought about it. It's just a very low altitude cloud. That's it. It's not a big revelation. I just, you know, somebody is like, huh. Well, there you go. That's my huh moment for you for today. If you're thinking about buying a next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the reasons that I love them and, you know, enjoy them so much is not only because we found a good deal there and they were easy to work with. And, you know, when we made the transaction, we got a benefit. And then after the transaction, they called us and followed up. And 6 months later and a year later, they followed up with us to make sure everything was good, which I thought was crazy. Calvin was so sweet about it. And he's like, anything wrong with the car? And I'm like, what are you calling me for? I already bought your car. Because I didn't really know them all that well then. You know, but I mean, literally after a year, I said, well, one of the physical keys doesn't work right on the Odyssey. And he's like, bring it in. We'll replace it. And in my mind, I'm like, you know, because typical used car salesman orientation, I'm like, I bet you will for $150. And he's like, no, just bring it in. It's on us. You bought a car expecting two keys. You get two keys. So a year after I bought this car, they replaced the key. I mean, who does that? Well, they do. First of all, they warranty all their cars to 10 years or 100,000 miles, which is easy for them to do because they know the cars are in good condition. But if you discover a problem, no big deal. They'll take care of you. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the do unto others thing. Like, that's kind of their motto because they want you to come back again and again and again and feel like they're not trying to take advantage of you. They're trying to have a relationship with you for basically the rest of your life if you buy cars from them. Great place to buy cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Stream us online at NewsRadio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Raymond Shaw is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Is anything worth my love? Is it worth the fight? You only get one chance. Nothing ties my hair. You would outbump. Listen to me. Nothing that wants out of my brain.
I love to feel known by you guys. Some of the texts that I get in are hilarious. This is my favorite one so far this morning. Somebody texts in and says, apparently, Andrew, the sky is not the limit for your humor. Oh, you're the best. 554 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about selling your home, thinking about buying a home, moving, picking up one, a vacation rental or a regular rental, or, you know, downsizing or upsizing or first home buying, you know, whatever the case may be, if it's residential real estate, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty will take care of you. They just sell a lot of homes, about 3 to 4 every single week on average. I mean, it might be 6 this week and it might be 2 next week, but, you know, on average, 3 to 4. And the reason I mention that is because that is a level of knowledge and experience of the market, of the process, of the problems you're going to encounter, and, you know, shared solutions among the team to figure out how to overcome them and get you all the way through to closing. That's the end result that you want. And she's been telling me lately that because the market is a little bit slower than it was a couple of years ago, a lot of people are finding out that, you know, some realtors don't quite get them all the way. And, you know, they come to her after they've had one or two or five other realtors. She has two clients that had 5 prior realtors. I just can't believe it. Anyway, she sells her home and everything's fine. But, you know, like, that's a very frustrating thing to go with. Well, don't wait until they're your 6th realtor or even your 3rd. Call her first. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. A federal judge says the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard to Washington, D.C. was unlawful. Yesterday's ruling temporarily blocks the administration from deploying troops to crack down on crime without the mayor of Washington, D.C.'s approval, but the ruling was paused until December to give the administration a chance to appeal.
Wait, you mean, so the president might be guilty of issuing illegal orders that members of the military would maybe not obey, that the Democrats who are reminding military members that they have a duty not to obey illegal orders, that they're actually right and that the president was wrong when he said that it was treason and sedition and maybe, you know, like, good Lord. Anyway, go ahead. It's particularly interesting because of all the hubbub over that video yesterday. Go ahead, sir.
Well, a change on the CDC webpage making some headlines today. It used to say that vaccines do not cause autism. Now it reads, quote, "The claim vaccines do not cause autism is not an evidence-based claim because studies have not ruled out the possibility that infant vaccines cause autism." Of course, the Autism Science Foundation has issued a statement. They say that that change on the website is anti-vaccine rhetoric and outright lies.
Yeah, completely contrary to all the evidence. And it is such a double-speaky kind of way to say it. You know, well, they haven't completely ruled out the remote possibility that under a logical analysis, it could possibly be the case that is basically what they're saying. I mean, you know, it's like ruling out that butter is responsible for autism. The science that has tried to find a link has failed. And that's what they should be saying on the... We've gone from being the CDC as being science-based to being now it is genuine propaganda. Anyway, go ahead, Dave. This is a terrible development. Go ahead.
Wicked is looking to become the biggest debut of the year as it lands in theaters today. Wicked for Good, I'm sorry, is the movie. And the sequel is expected to bring in $150 to $180 million for its opening weekend.
Did you see the first one when it came out at all?
I have not.
Oh, it's
is it good?
The problem is it was built up to me as if it's like the greatest thing that's ever existed. I mean, and I have been wanting to see Wicked for as long as it's been out as a production on Broadway, but just had not had a chance. So I was super excited. And it didn't live up to that hype for me the first time. So that makes me disappointed, right?
So what is it, like a remake of The Wizard of Oz?
It's an origin story.
Okay.
It's an origin story about, you know, going back to when, you know, Glenda and I forget the... You know, the good witch and the bad witch were in like school together and prep school together, and the bullying and the mistreatment. It's a retelling and an origin story at the same time. And it's a musical, of course. So I'm eager to see the second one. I'll probably go back and watch the first one again to get it fresh in my mind before I see the second one. And I did feel a little bit like, man, I want to see this halfway. Right. You know, give me the whole thing. Anyway, so I'm sure it's going to be a massive success, right? No doubt it'll be a massive success. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, just, you know, file this in the category of just odd things that might be worth knowing in some conversation you have someday. A little blurb article that I read yesterday about the state of sex ed in America. And, you know, feel however you like to about that, whether we should or shouldn't be having it. But I was surprised to learn that only 36 states and D.C. require sex ed in schools, which means that it varies dramatically across states and across school districts as far as what kids are taught or what they are not taught, how they are taught it, and all of that, which, again, there's a long conversation to be had, but just 36 states.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Washington takes on socialism. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House plans a vote today on a measure to condemn socialism on the same day that Democrat socialist Zoran Mamdani visits the White House.
That meeting between President Trump and New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani comes despite some harsh rhetoric between the two. The White House calling Democratic socialist Mamdani a communist, and Mamdani once promised that his administration would be the president's worst nightmare. Yet the two leaders are having a conversation, with the president saying over the weekend they want everything to work out well for New York.
Fox's Madeline Rivera about that condemnation resolution in the House. Some Democrats say they'll vote no because it doesn't define socialism. Weeks of quiet diplomacy had produced a potential solution to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitz says U.S. diplomats have presented a peace plan to Russian and Ukrainian leaders designed to end the years-long war in Ukraine.
The president supports this plan. It's a good plan for both Russia and Ukraine, and we believe that it should be acceptable to both sides, and we're working very hard to get it done.
Levitz would not offer details of the proposal, but pushed back on reporting that the deal would require far more concessions from Ukraine than Russia.
Fox's Jared Halperin at the White House. Russia continues to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure as winter approaches. The Trump administration proposing opening federal waters offshore from California and Florida to oil drilling for the first time in decades. Federal air safety investigators have released frame-by-frame photos of the ill-fated UPS cargo plane crash earlier this month in Louisville, showing the left engine flying off. The National Transportation Safety Board says they found evidence of cracks in the plane's engine mounts. The crash killed 14. Wall Street, the Dow dropped 386 points yesterday. NASDAQ down 486. Dow futures this morning are trading more than 100 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft.
But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
A posting on the Centers for Disease Control's website now suggesting there could be a link between childhood vaccines and autism.
The CDC's site focused on vaccine safety now says the statement of vaccines not being a cause for autism is not evidence-based. The rewording goes further to say prior studies which support a link between vaccines and autism had been disregarded by health authorities. The changes that fall in line with prior public comments by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. caught many off guard at the CDC, which had been in line with Food and Drug Administration promotion of no autism link in its approved vaccines. It's not clear if the website change was from within the CDC or was ordered by Secretary Kennedy. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Florida killed a killer last night. Richard Randolph given a lethal injection for the murder of a convenience store manager in 1988. At Arlington National Cemetery yesterday, a solemn military funeral for Army Sergeant Michael Verardo, who'd survived multiple IED attacks serving in Afghanistan.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth remembered Sergeant Verardo.
He did what so many Americans could never stand up and do. He said, send me.
VA Secretary Doug Collins added,
when once injured, that's okay. Twice injured, send me again.
Sergeant Verardo endured 120 surgeries and became an advocate for fellow veterans. He and his wife Sarah started the Independence Fund, which helped over 2,700 veterans with all-terrain track chairs. Secretary Collins said that even if people didn't know him,
they will know his impact. They will see the stone.
Sergeant Michael Verardo was 40 years old. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Thursday night football, Josh Allen sacked 8 times last night as the Texans beat the Bills 23-19. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox.
Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 60 degrees, still a little bit of fog out there as well this morning. And starting out, PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Anderson Subaru. A vehicle crash at I-10 eastbound right near Crestview. They're saying the roadway is clear. Mobile Highway is clear through Bela. There's also a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Use those headlights. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Well, an impressive piece of maritime engineering is back in Pensacola. The TX-10000, the world's most powerful heavy lift ship, has returned to port for maintenance. It's 254 feet tall and hard to miss. The vessel's designed to remove oil platforms and salvage equipment from the Gulf. Its massive crane can hoist up to 7,500 tons. The ship is expected to leave this weekend. A disturbing video on social media has led